mother had only died a few months before. Clearly, it's only going to be one woman in the house at a time.
Oh, I see.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, well, I suppose that would be quite quite prudent, maybe.
Yes,
Of course, that was quite common folk, men marrying so late.
Yeah. I think I've seen the account for her wedding dress. What is it, £5?
Yes, she was an ice beast up from Kittiskew. It's only a quarter of a mile down the road.
Mm-hmm. And they just had the one child then?
Aye.
Yeah.
Well, they had another one that died. But only one survived.
It's that generation.
And
that
there is a possibility that they're cussing, flirting about, but well. It was a bit different time. Yes,
was it,
what?
Was it them that had land in Strumness?
Oh, well, that, yes. It,
Queen no, Street in Strumness.
That's a complicated bit of story, but it was. Come into the family and the Spence, but the other kind of man was a captain. Sometime a shipmaster in New York. And there were court papers there. He had a mutiny on board and there were some of the court papers still. To that, illustrative of the times.
So was that Captain Smith? Is it who was...
Oh, thank you, Smith, sir.
His daughter married into the family.
That... Aye, that would be it. Aye.
They're on Queen Street.
Oh, well, never mind. And Queen Street is the English, but the original name, I believe, is Quayen Street. Quay, Q-U-O-Y.
Oh.
I've
met a lot of that. Quayen Street. Ah. That's really interesting. I did wonder about that, you know, the street names and things, and I just assumed that they had been for that. That would make sense indeed. Well, we'll have a wee break just now so you can finish your tea before it gets cold. Yep.
Let's get on. He were on the road living by his wits, and he came by our place. And I suppose he got something to eat. But my grandmother gave him a couple of religious tracts for the benefit of his soul. And they watched him as he went up the road, and it's a windy day, he held them up in his hand and let them go. So a year or so later, he was back. And so I said, what did you think of the paper so you could give a lean? I distributed them, Miss Liz.
Oh, dear. So what about this road then?
Oh, well, it was just a real touchy subject where they didn't want to lose land. That's when, in case they put a road, and she wouldn't even allowed on the mark at 6 feet over the mark.
It explained that the road used to go up from the brig away up over the hill.
Well, it's difficult to explain with a map of that, but I showed you the Orkney Roads Act, where the main road was put in. And still, when I was young, that was about 100 years after, they still was referred to the old road and the new road. But I mentioned the mail coach going across the brig away, but eventually it went up the hill and then joined up with the road that goes to Ireland. But on this important occasion, Braeside, there was a school at Braeside, and the children were allowed out to see the first mail coach go by. And so
that was a free church school there. That Braeside, up above where the school is now.
And you mentioned the some of my ancestors came to Kittiskew, and they're on record as saying it was unhandy lands across the road, because men would come in by and ask if they could light their pipes and then stay yarn and cause delays. Of course, nowadays there's no boxes of matches. So if you want to light your pipe, you had to go to somebody's fire. So how would we get over it now?
Benjamin Ice Beast of Kiddiskew.
He's supposed to have been the first man to use a scythe in that area. And he's gathered a crowd round him like a market, it said. As this marvellous advance from the hook of the sickle. I'm having no ideas what more do you say, Patricia?
There was a story about your grandfather that... So when did the combine harvesters come in then?
Oh, that was... You'll find the date somewhere.
The binder before that.
Ah, the binder before that, right enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, and my wife's family was one of the first ones to have a binder in the West Mainland. The old man would look at a sheaf, and that must be a devil's machine. I mean, that must be a devil's work. A machine can't tie a knot.
That'd be the least accepted bad news.
Aye. So, you want to go on to my wife's family, shall we say?
Well, I was just wondering how...